the Gemara here has on Zion and Aleph, the Gemara has a din of two Lashonos, and the Gemara says that if you eat from the ovaries itself of the chicken, so the Gemara says that so obviously the ovaries itself are basar or flesh. So what's the chiddush? You eat the ovaries, obviously you should become tamei. So the Gemara says no. Should be like the crop and like the intestines. The basar ninu, even though they're basar, came to ikit inche the lo achle. Since there are people that don't eat it, it's terich. Since there are people that don't eat it, the ovaries, it's rich lashmuinin that you're tummy. So the Gemara says that since there are some people that don't eat it, you'd have a havamina that the when you ate the thing, the ovaries are not going to make you tummy. So there's interesting, this Gemara I thought was against Reb Chaim. There's a Reb Chaim in Hilchos Avos Atumit in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. We know that there is a very unique din when you eat a kosher chicken on nevela. A nevela means it was shot dead. It didn't die through shechita. So the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Avos Atumit, he says that it's a very unique tumah. Tumah usually is on maga through touching or through caring. Besablia is like, you know, the bottom of your back of your throat, the besablia. Shnemer v'chol nefesh shir tochol enim etamel shi bebes ha-nefesh. Bezeh shnemer tochol asay shir l'tuma kishir achila shi kezayis. So the Rambam writes the din that's based on the Gemara in Maseches Vachem and Daf Ayin, that eating a nevela of an oaf tahor will make you tomei, but it's a tumas in the base habliya. It's not through mag and masa. It's a tumah that if the piece of the veil is in your base habliya, it makes you tummy. And the Gemara writes in Zvochim, on Dafayin Amad Aleph, that the shear is a kezayis. So the Gemara says, Reb Meir, in Zvochim Dafayin, it says, Reb Meir, hide the veil on my oven, lay, l'shir achila, v'kezayis. The tepeklem, mikro kome, v'afke rachman of loshan achila. The Gemara says, we already know it's a Lashon Achila. Why do you need a Pasuk to tell me Kzayis? The Gemara says, Chad L'Shir Achila B'Kzayis, Chad L'Shir Achila B'Kzayis, Achila's Pras. So the Gemara says in Zvachim that there are two dinim. There's a Shir of a Kzayis you need to eat, of a Nevela chicken of Oftar to make it Tomei. And number two, you have to eat it B'Kzayis, Achila's Pras. So the Rambam we just quoted, the Rambam leaves out the din of a Kzayis, Achila's Pras. So Reb Chaim asks, Mechetesi, the Rambam leaves out the din. He quoted the din of a kzayis. Why does he leave out kzayis b'cheach lius pras? That's the kasher Reb Chaim asks on the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halachah and Hilchos Shara Vasatumah. So Reb Chaim develops this mahalach here, beautiful mahalach, that tumas nevelis of tahar is b'makom beis abliya. All achilas in kol haTorah kula, basically, we know the Gemara says in Ksubis and Daf Lamed, the Gemara says that if it's in Beis Abliya and you haven't yet swallowed it, that's not a din achila. Once you swallow it, it's already been eaten. It's like the Gemara says, Ksubis on Laman and Beis, that truma cannot be eaten by a zar. If the truma is found in the Beis Abliya, you're not chayav mishum achila of zaris. Because the makom Beis Abliya is not achila. If you're in the makom Beis Abliya, you haven't eaten it yet. And once you swallowed it, you've eaten it. So therefore, Reb Chaim wants to say here that the concept of Nevela of Tahor is based on the Tumas HaMakom of the Beis Abliya. It's not based on a Mais Achil at all. That's what he wants to tie it. And the Rambam's shita is that the tumah is not a tumah sachila, it's a tumah smokum. And the Xeris HaKosov and the Velus of Tar is that if it's b'mokum b'sabliya, then that's metamet. But the maisachila is not the metamet. The fact that it's in the b'sabliya is what's metamet. It's a tumah smokum. And that's what he says. The Rambam was bothered by Akasha. The Rambam asked the pircha, basically. The Rambam says, the zeshenemar tochal. It's like a pircha, because he just got through saying that halacha lamaisi paskin mischila, that tuma is not a din tuma sachila, it's a makam achila. So why do we paskin? Why does the pasuk say tochal? So he answers that the word tochal has come, just tell me a shir of a kezayis. But in a chanami, the hagdar is that it's a tuma smakam. So that's what he wants to tain in, why the Rambam left out the din of a kezayis of a chidichilis pras. Because kezayis of a chidichilis pras is a din in achila, it's a mais achila. The tumah here generates from what? Not a maisachila. The tumah generates the fact that you have a piece of nevelof tar in your makum besabliya. It's a tumas makum. You need a shear for that. How much food has to be in there to generate tumas makum? So he says, a kezayis. But kezayis of achriach lispas that didn't a maisachila. Has nothing to do with a maisachila. That's what Rav Chaim wants to refer from the Rambam. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara said both. So here Reb Chaim digs up a sifra. He digs up a sifra that says amazing, that says different than the Gemara in Tzvachim. So he writes that the sifra says in the pasuk nefesh, it's enem etam el kshibes ha nefesh. So the din is that the pasuk nefesh is mechadesh, that there's a base nefesh is the way I guess you breathe, you live. That's the marker of the tumah. Has nothing to do with tumah sachila. And if you look in that same sifra, Reb Chaim says that there's a special miut that it's not metame derech yitzia. Let's say you put a kind of like an enema is done. If you know what an enema is, let's say they put a piece of of tahar nevelus of tar in the derech yitziyasa. So the sifra has a drasha that it's not metame you. So Reb Chaim says, if it's an inin of achila, obviously it's not matami. It's not an inin of eating. But if you say it's an inin of a makom, then you need the miu of the sifra to say derech etziyos is not matami. Because if it would be achila, it's obvious that it's not matami. That's not achila. That's not the way you eat. But it's possible to say lamaisa that if the hagdar is a makom, the sifra is saying the makom besapli is matami, not derech etziyos. And therefore, that's why you need the pasuk to tell me besabli is metamid, derech yitzias is not metamid. So he says the Gemara in Zvachim is a libid Reb Meir, and the Sifras has other tanoim, and the Rambam passes like those other tanoim, halacha lamaisa. And that's why he points out that the Gemara says in Nida, on Membeis and Membeis, the Gemara is a machloikis ravin abaye, that if you would put an oaf stick in someone's mouth, a kezayis, let's say, of a nevela, if someone would stick it in tachav beis abliya, like the Gemara Ksubas Daf Lamed, would stick it in, would that be considered, that would be a makam balua or a makam beis astarim? Abayi says it's balua, and we know that tuma balua is not metama, because he's going to take it out. And Rava says, no, it's a beis astarim. Beis astarim means it's concealed. And we paskin like Rava that it's considered to be tumah. So Rav Chaim says that's the vort. Makom beis abliya itself is a makom beis astarim. It's a makom. You see from Rava, it's a makom. It's not an issue of a mais achila. It's nothing to do with a tumas achila. The makom beis astarim is vadai what? There's no achila done the makom beis astarim. It's just a place. So the fact that we paskin like Rava and he says it's a makom beis astarim, it's mukhok, that we paskin like the other tanaim against Reb Meir, and therefore the Rambam paskins halacha lamaisa like the sifra against the Rambam passes like the sifra against the sugin zvachim dafai, and therefore the Rambam left out the din of what kzayis bechliach lilis pras. So nevela of tar being mitame is not a tumas achila, it's a tumas makom, and therefore you need a share of a kzayis, but he doesn't mention the kzayis bechliach lilis pras, and that's why he mentions, that's why the sifra has to mimai derech yitziyasa, because that makom is not good. So that's Mazbir, the Shita Saram. And the Ram is actually is asking Akasha when he said it says Tochal, but I said it's a Mokum, it's a Mokum Tumas. So why does it say Tochal? The answer is that's a Shir of a Kezayis. So that's the Reb Chaim here, Perek Gimel Halachal. So I was thinking to myself, the Gemara says Beferish here that since the eshkol, there are people that don't eat it, I'd have a havami in the stamatame. It's not, according to Reb Chaya, it's nothing to do with achila. It's not totally in achila, whether people eat it or not. It's totally on whether it's in the makom beis abliyah. So that's one kasha I want to ask on the Reb Chaim, based on the Lashon HaGemara. Number two kasha, the Esven D'Oraisa has, in Klal Aleph Os Gimel, he has a kasha, that the Gemara says in Nozer on Daf Nun, Nunam et Aleph, the Gemara has Beferish, that if you have something that becomes Nifsom Me'achilis Adam, as long as it's not Nifsom Me'achilis Kelev, it's Esrach Lei, Havalei Ka'ofer. If it's Nisrach Me'achilis Adam, then it's still Metame. If it's Nisrach Me'achilis Kelev, then it's not Metame. So the Gemara seems to imply here, says Rabbi Chanan points out in the Kobe Shirim right here on the spot, that as long as it's considered to be what? As long as it's not Royal Achila, Achila Sodom it seems, then it wouldn't be Metamed. That's not true. In order to make something not Tamed, it has to be Nifsom Achilas Kelev. Here the Gemara's Mashma that it's Achilas Sodom. So that's the second kasha we want to ask. So maybe we can fret for these two kashas based on another kasha. If you look in the Rambam, the Stipler has this kasha. If you look in that same Perek in the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes that if you eat Nevelis of Tar, of course it's considered to be, if you eat it, the ovaries, it will make you Tameh. And then the Rambam says, what happens if you melt it? O Shehimchis as a Chelev Be'or, the Gamu, you melt it, you liquefy the Chelev Be'or, of the Nevela of Tar, har is it tame ka'ochel mibsara, shosu b'chlal oichel. The Rambam writes, you're shosu b'chlal oichel. And then the Rambam concludes, if you melt it in the sun, and you swallow it, you're tar because it got disgusting, shari esrichu. But the Rambam writes, if you liquefy it and you drink it, you're chayim because it says shti is b'chlal achila. So the Stipler asks, he asks on Reb Chaim, if according to Reb Chaim that it's all an Indian of makom, what does the Rambam need to say that shti is bichlal achila? Who cares? As long as you drink the stuff and it gets in your makom beis abliyah, that should be enough to be metame you. What should it make a difference? You have to say shti is bichlal achila. That seems to indicate that it is a din of achila, and therefore it is a tumas achila. And that's why he has to say it's considered to be shti is bichlal achila. If it's just a din in the makom, who cares? What do you have to say shti is bichlal achila for? Yeah.
It Rambam's about the Tumah or about the Isser?
Well, Tumah, becoming Tumah. In Tumah. But if you say that it's a Tumas Makom, it shouldn't make a difference. You shouldn't have to say Shtiyah B'chlal Achila. So that's the Kasha Lamaisa. That's a third Kasha. So he wants to answer, the Stipler wants to answer that, in a Hanami, first of all, this Shaila as to whether the getter of the Tumah is a Tumas Achila or it's a Tumas Makom, the Minchas Chinuch and Kuf Samach Aleph holds it the Tumas Achila. Hitaka holds like that, but we're building up the second mouth like Reb Chaim that says that it's a Tumas Makom. So even if you hold like Reb Chaim that it's a Tumas Makom, but it has to be done, there is a Tanai that the way it gets into your mouth has to be Ba'ofen Shel Derech Achila. Maybe not Kazayas Bechilas Pras, you don't need. That's if the whole Hagdara would be Derech Achila. You need Kazayas Bechilas Pras. But there is a Tanai, it has to be Ofen Shel Achila. Mashal, if you had a Chatzitza, with Karkin Betziv, maybe it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't make you tummy. So it has to hit the Makom, that's the Hagdara, but there is a Tanai that has to be done by Ofen Shel Achila. So it could very well be that there might be two types of things that become, if you have something that's Nisrach Mi'ikara, the Gemara says in Mechoros on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, if it's totally Nisrach Mi'ikara, the Gemara has, in Mechoros Chav Gimel Amid Beis, it says a Nevela is not really a Ger if it was totally disgusting from the very outset. So it could very well be, Halacha L'maisa, that even if you hold the Agdar as a Tumas Makom, but it has to be done in a manner that it was, that the Tanai is through a Maisa Achila. So that Gemara Nazar that we asked, that said that in order for it to be not Tameh, it has to be Nifsom Achilas Kelev, that's if it started off being Roy L'Achilas Adam and then it got bad. So for you to get rid of Tuma, if it originally was Roil Achilles Adam, it has to go down to be Nifsum Achilles Kelev in order to get rid of the concept of Tuma. So, but when you deal with something that from the very outset is not considered to be supposed to be Nisrach Mi'ikara, so if it's Nisrach Mi'ikara, so that Lamais is not Milo or Meir, that's the Gemara Makaris Daf of Gimel and Beis, that it's not considered to be a shame at all. So it's possible to suggest that that will answer all the kashas. Meaning to say that we said according to Reb Chaim that it's a tumas makom, but Maisa Achila plays a role because it has to be done through a Tanai. If it has to be done through a Tanai, that has to be the open shel Achila, so then it plays a role that someone would say that, oh, if some people don't eat it, halach lamaisa, it will not be considered to be what? It won't be considered to be something that we've been metamic. It's not just that what? It has to hit the makom, the base apliya. But if it's an offense, it's not derech achila, so it wasn't open to derech achila from the very outset. So it's like nishach mi'kara, so that will not generate tumah at all. So in other words, you can answer Rabbi Chanan's kasha if it started off good and then it what dropped bad, so then you have that Gemara Nazar. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about something that's disgusting from the very outset. No one touches it. So if no one touches it, that's not considered to be fulfilled that Tanai of Derech Akilah. Memeil, it's not going to be Metamek. Memeil, it's not. And also, that'll answer we ask, oh, Reb Chaim's against the Gemara. Reb Chaim's masking, like the Rambam says in Lachir, it has to be done in the Tanai of Akilah. And if that's not fulfilled, Lamaisa, it's a problem. And that's Lamaisa, we fret for that Rambam and Halach Yud. The Stipler's saying that it does make a difference when you liquefy it and melt. It has to be Shtiyah B'chlal Achila, because you must fulfill that Tanai of what we call Derech Achila. So that's the first Malach I wanted to say. Everyone should take a look at it if you get a chance. It's a beautiful Reb Chaim here. It's not long. And maybe that we could say pshat that Reb Chaim's not against the Gemara. So that's the first Mahalach I wanted to say. Okay, second Mahalach, we turn to Daf Tes. You know, Tuma and Tara sometimes can scare people, but this is, Kol HaTorah Kula, you have to do Kol HaTorah Kula, so. Okay. All right, Daf Tesim and Aleph. The Gemara has Machloikis Tanoim here about how you deal with the ladder. So the Gemara says, the Rechana Barami said, the Machloikis Mishus HaRabim, because I roll out, the guy, someone who sees it thinks you're trying to fix your roof. And Basil says, no, it's not a problem. Shokham Ochiyah. But Shiyachid, everyone holds his mutta. I frek the Gemara. I come up to Joseph Chachamim, Yudah Marav, and made Marasan, I feel the Bechad Jacharam is also. So Gemara says, I'm a Chalik's Tanoim, whether Shokham Becham or Loki Negadam or Lozbe Shimon Aser. And then the Gemara has a whole second Lashon, which Taka the Rambam, Taka Paskin's like, where the Rambam says that Yeshusha Rabbim, it's Aser. It should also be Asr because Komak Chasakhamim and Shumar Sayin, Philip Khajah Khadaram Asru. But the Ram writes a Pirkei Lakadam Shim Simple Shot if they matter it seen. Okay, so the Ramam Poshup Shah passes like the second loss in the Gemara goes right to the second loss. So firstly, Lamaisa, we're gonna say a whole mahalach Bezishem, but I remember, unless I made a mistake, which is possible, I did make a mistake. I remember many years ago, Rav Shekhar Shlita once said over from the Stechemid, we're going to end up saying the opposite, so maybe I misheard it. But he wanted to say in the Stechemid that there are two tracks. There's something called Marasayim, there's something called Chashad. Okay? For example, Marasayim is Bisim Nekim Yashem Yisrael, which Lamaisa, the way if I remember correctly, the way it was presented was that that's like a pseudo type of lifnei iver. We're going to say pumfakir, but I want to say over what I heard first. What do I mean by a pseudo lifnei iver? If you go to the McDonald's, right, people are going to think McDonald's are kosher. So it's not like you're giving the kosher and lenazah straight up. By you going there, though, it's going to lead them to what? To go ahead and think it's okay. So that's the concept of Yisrael Nekim Yashem Yisrael. Okay, it's going to lead other people to do an aveira, but not directly. The other track is called chashad, which we know from the Gemara, the beginning of brachas and daf gimel. You're not allowed to go to a makom churba. Someone might think you're going to meet a zona. The Gemara has in Shabbos and chafal from an aleph that if you have a chaf gimel amud alef around there, the Gemara says if you have a mansion, you got a lot of chanukiah on both sides because they're going to be choshed you. And lemaisa, that's just that people think you're a shagetz. Not that it's going to lead you to do an aver. That's a different track. Okay, so lemaisa, those are the two. Those are two different tracks. I believe the Stechem says we're gonna say that the rav's going to say pum fakir to that, but lemaisa, what you have is two different tracks, and there might be some nafkaminas that one could say. For example, it could be that the pasuk visa nekim Hashem in Yisrael is only by Klal Yisrael. It says Yisrael. Maybe we don't really care about goyim in that sense. That I might lead a non-Jew to do something wrong. I don't know. Let's say I would do something with Avram Minachai. I don't know. That might give off the impression that he thinks it's okay. Maybe there's no such concept of that track by goyim. Whereas by chashad, Jews are going through. You're going to meet the zone. It's a problem. So maybe that might be one nafkamina.
Isn't that pasuk about chashad, not about neither?
We're going to get to it. Okay. We're going to get to what you said, okay?
I'm thinking about the Pasha stuff.
But we're going to get to what you said, okay? So that's one track that one could, that's one nafkamina one could say. Another track that you could suggest is, for example, a bracha. Can we say a bracha on things you do based on Mar Sinai? Like the Chuvas Arashba says, if you're mafresh kala based on Mar Sinai, if you have to do a certain milah because the mohel did a sloppy job, there are dinim in Shulchan Aruch. That sometimes you have to do something based on Mar Sinai. So if you're doing it based on Isin Nekem Nikim Hashem Misrael, then maybe you could say, in fact, there's a bracha. Whereas if you're doing just al chshad to avoid chshad, like the Ramah writes from the Ran and Hilchos Chanukah, you don't say a bracha on that Chanukiah that you're doing on one side. So that might be another nafkamina. A possible two other nafkaminas. Again, this is all a mahalach that I think we're gonna we'll say over from the Rav differently. But another nafkamina might be is chadri chadarim. Obviously, if it's vissi nekim mi Hashem Yisrael, it might lead you to say, you could say it even in chadri chadarim, it would be usher. But if it's chashad, no one can see it. So why would it be usher? And also maybe one could suggest, perhaps, that if you say that it's an issue of vissi nekim mi Hashem Yisrael, maybe one could say that would apply to both the Yerais and the Rabbanans. But maybe chashad, maybe not, Lamaisa. Maybe you just don't want to look like a Sheyitz and the Arises, but maybe Chachamim weren't so Machrani the Rabbanan. So this is maybe four Nafkaminas to delineate those two tracks. So the problem with this is the Rav's going to say it differently, but the problem also with this is maybe this is what you're referring to. If you look in the Gemara in Pesachim on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara, when it's discussing Chashad, quotes V'isim Nekim Hashem in Yisrael. So the way we just said it over is that Visum Kim Yisrael is that pseudo type of leaf favor, and Visum Kim that's Visum Kim Yishim Yisrael, and Chashad is you think like a Shegetz. But the Gemara quotes that Pusik by Chashad. So that's what I was always bothered by. So maybe Lamaisa, maybe that's what the Rav says. So let's say over to Mahalik from the Rav about what he has on Mar Sinai. So those who are learning your day should be familiar with this. You know, the Ramah says that in Simon Pei Zion, right, the Ramah says, Sif Begimel, that if you're eating a piece of meat and you want to dip it into almond juice, which is white, people might think, let's say it's hot, everything's hot, it's yatsa lettuce bowl, you need to have the almonds on the table so everyone knows that the milk is from the almonds. Otherwise, it's Mar Sinai. However, if you want to eat a schnitzel, a real hot schnitzel, yatsa lettuce bowl, chicken schnitzel, right, schnitzel's chicken, and you want to dip it in the shkaden, so if you want to dip it in the almond white sauce, you don't need to have the almonds on the table. You do not. So the Shach there quotes from the Marshal in Sifkat and Vav, he says, not true. He says, you need to have the almonds on the table even with the schnitzel. So it seems to be a machlokas as to whether there's Mar Sinai on an Issa Midrabanan, eating chicken and milk. Do you have to try to get out of it? So the Rav wanted to say a Hezber, in the following vein, he wanted to say that if you hold that the whole concept of Mar Sinai is a pseudo type of lifnei iver, so that should apply to Isurei d'Rabbanan as well. That's the Shach B'Shem the Marshal, right? The Tosus writes in Avodah Zarah Chav Beis Amud Aleph that if I'm machshel a guy to do an Isurei d'Rabbanan, I'm over lifnei iver min haTorah. How could that be? So min choskinu chazmazik, because lo garam eitz a shena hogenis. If I give a guy bad advice, I'm over in the Yisidi Raisa. So if I have Machshel, a guy who didn't listen to Rabbanon, I am over the Yisidi Raisa of Lif Neiva. It's a Deveir of the Rabbanon, but it's Lo Garam Eitz Hashem Ogenis. So if you hold that, that's the Mahalach, then it's very clear, says the Shach B'Shem, the Marshal, that you're going to need the almonds on the table even with the schnitzel. However, the Ramah held not that way. The Ramah held that it's Chshad, and the Rav said the Chshad is based on Yisim Nekim, Hashem, and Yisrael. It's based on that. And therefore, the Chachamim were makel on you that you don't have to be worried about someone's going to accuse you about Durabanim, like we had said before in the previous Mahalach. So that's what the Rav wanted to say. The goof of the Machleik is the Ramah, and against the Marshal is what's the getter at din of Mar Sinai. If the Sudotu believe Neivir, it'll apply to the Rabbanans. If it's just Chshad, so then it only applied to the Urisis. Now, the Rav said Viter that sometimes it's possible to say a different Mahalik, and that is that sometimes it's the first track, and sometimes it's the second track. Lamashal, Taisa says in Ksubis, on Daf Samech, Amaral, Tirmaskum, Machan. Tosis says in Ksubis that the din, you know, there was a case of a gutter there, and it was plugged up with grass. So the Gemara says you can get the grass, the sod out of the gutter in a ofen of kalachar yad. So Tosis says over there in Ksubis and Daf Samech, he says that I don't care if no one's around, he sees you do it. Isn't a problem of komok shrosu chamim mishum arsad afilu b'chadra chadayim asur azin mutter. So Tosis says a tremendous terrence. He says only by a malacha di araisa where people are chayshin you, like our sugya, people think we're doing malabein when we put the clothes out, right? Which is a malacha di araisa. So that's where they asked chadri chadar by an isid rabbanu because it was kalachiyah. They didn't ask chadri chadar. So here the Rav wanted to say the word is like this. In other words, if you hold that it's considered to be a pseudo type of leaf naiver mar science, so then they made that maisa like a chefsa shel iser. They made that maisa like a chef shel iser, then I don't care even if anyone else is not around, it's usher. But if you hold the marsayin is out, if you hold the marsayin is out shad, so for example, on an isid rabbanon, the getter din of marsayin is out shad, and that they didn't asr on chadri chadarim. So the rav was mazur the machleikus the ramah and the marshals. What's the getter? It's either one or the other. Or you could say the rav said the mazur that tosin ksubis. You could say both are correct. But the pseudo type belief there is on Marsan and Nisid Yeraisa, and the Chshad Lamais is only on what? Only on Nisid Rabbanah, which doesn't Aser by Chadri Chadarim. But when you say that first Mahalik, the first track, that it Aser Chadri Chadarim, it became a Chefsa Shalisser. It's Mamas a Chefsa Shalisser. So it could be, Rivkan actually wanted to say, that that's the beer in the Rambam here. The Rambam possibly said, like the second Lashon, the Rambam said that Sifkas Yontav beats out the Chadri Chadarim. Why is that? Because he says, see, the Isser Klali is a type of, the Isser Klali is basically saying that the general Isser Mar Sinai says, oh, I shouldn't do something to cause people to do something in Aveira, or people suspect me. But the Asr, even Mechadri Chadarim is an Isser Prati. It's an Isser, the Chamim, Asr, that Mice is an Isser Chefsa. So he says, Simchas Yontif is also an Din Prati. Simchas Yontif can matter what is Asr both in Shulchadri Chadarim. So the Mela, that's the Lumdus of the Rambam. The Rambam wanted to hold that it's considered to be what it considered to be that Chiddush. Could be we should also say that the Nachla Svi on the Shulchan Aruch wants to touch the Ramah, that the Ramah was talking in private. That the when the Shach said that you have to say Mar Sinai is Asr, even if you read the Rabbanon, the Ramah is masking. This is a different mouth than the Rav. Nachla Svi says the Ramah is masking, then Mar Sinai applies to Yisur the Rabbanon. But it doesn't apply to Chadri Chadarim. That's all the Ramah was talking about. That's the Nachla Svi has Pshat Lamais in the Rambam. So you could be Masber, no, the Ravid's masking on that Rambam there, whether you matter because of Simchas Yontif. But what I wanted to bring out is that this din of pseudo type of Lif Neivir that we said, this Mahalach in Mar Sinai, it's interesting. Rav Zalman Lechem Yishlita, the great Gaon, once pointed out to us the Machleis Balamor Ramban, where they say Yarek Vol Yavor on Lif Neivir da Avodah Zarah. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, I want you to be Machshel someone in Avodah Zarah, and if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you. So it's Machleis Balamor Ramban, whether I have to let myself be killed. The Balamor says, yes, you do. So this are Prati, Lif Neivir. And the Ramban says, no, Lif Neivir is an Isser Klal, it's not one of the Gimel Averis. So there's an interesting Machleis Rashbaran. Whatever, if someone takes a gun to my hand and says, do Mar Sinai of Avodah Zarah. Let's bow down in front of an idol, God, for me to get the quarter. People think I'm bowing down. Do you have to give yourself life up or not? So Machlis Rosh Baran, and we're Mekel in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Tes. But what's the Machlis? Same Nakuda, whether Marasayan is considered to be Nisr Klali or Nisr Prati. Is it considered Nisr Klali or Nisr Prati? So when you talk about that, it's interesting. That concept seems to fit in quite well with the Mahalach, that it's like a pseudo talk of Leif Neiver. If it's a pseudo talk of Leif Neiver, well, we have that same shot by Leif Neiver. It's the same lumnus would be by Marasayan as well. Do you say it's considered to be Nisr Klali, Nisr Prati? Because it's kind of maybe a branch of the din of Lifnei Iver. Okay, that was the second Mahalach. Let's go to the third Mahalach on Daf Yudah Amud Aleph. Gemara has a shaila here about how you're supposed to pre-prepare the birds. And Basilel says you should pre-prepare them for Yontif. And the Gemara gets in the whole shaila about why do you have to say Zev Zani Noto? Let him say whatever I take tomorrow. It's Mavur Lamafreya, based on the notion of Breira. So Mora quotes that Mishnah Nolos and Perek Gimel about the concept of Sof Tumalotzis. So, firstly, you have a situation where you have a mace, God forbid, there are many doors, and you don't know which door the mace is going to be brought through. So the Mishnah says in Nolos, all those doorways, any Kalim there are considered to be Tummy. So Rashi quotes here on Yud Amud Aleph, the Ramas Kulam Tmeim. Rashi says that the tomb is Durabonim. Now Rashi later on in Lamaches Amud Aleph says that Sof Tumulatzis is Halacha L'Moshe Mesina, steer in Rashi's. And this is a major machloikus in the Rishonim. The Rashi and the Mishnah Miri say that Sof Tumulatzis is Durabonim, and the Shittim Kubetzis. The Rambam says Beferish that it's Diraisa. And Hilchos Tumas Ames. So it's a major machlokes Rishonim. Rambam has it in Pirek Zayin Halacha Beis Hilchos Tumas Ames. That is Diraisa. So what do you do with the steer? Shittim Kubetzis points it out, as I mentioned. So the Sfasemis says, well, it's a machlokes Amoroim. Rashi's being Masbir according to the different Amoroim. And Daf Yudi's being Masbir according to the one who says Dirabonon. Daf Lamaches according to the one who says Diraisa. The Sefer Simchus Yom Tov has, and also the Sefer Yisodei Halacha has an interesting beer. They have the same beer. And when it's Vadai, then it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesina, it's Diraisa. If you notice in the Rashi, it's quite Meduyuk in the Rashi here. The end of the Rashi, Rashi says, Shesov Alotze Derech Shamakan In Ani Yodim Beze Yotzienu Hilka Kum Tmeim. You don't know. So when it's Diraisa when you know Vadai which door. When you don't know L'Maisa which one, then all of them are going to be what? All of them are going to be the Rabbanan. The Chazonish writes that it's really the Rabbanon, the Iker is Rashi and Daf Yud, but they're Machmer Kedin D'Raisa. It's also interesting, what was the getter of this Tumah? Was it a getter of Tumas Vadai or Tumas Sofer? So the Rosh on that Mishnah in Oalos has a Lashon that it was Vitoris Vadai. But there is a possibility to say that it was the getter of Tumas Sofer. So Rabbi Kiveger says then it should be Bata Barov. You have 12 different doorways. And you don't know which one's going to be. They're Kalim and everyone in the 12, so why don't you say it's those Kalim should be bought on all the other Kalim? You don't know which one's going to be. He says it should be bought on Barov. That's what Mikivager asks. And it's not you can't say Dabar Shish L'Matirin because it's Nola B'Tarubis, right? It emerged when all the Kalim were there before the mace happened. So maybe you can't say that it's a Dabar Shish L'Matirin. So Reb Shimon has in the Shar Yosha, Shar Gimel Perek of Beis, beautifully, you only say Bita Barov when it's a Shaila Metzias. This is a halachic concept that we metame them, and that's it. All the Kalim are equal. Every doorway is just as equal as the other. So therefore you can be matzik this approach that it's considered to be what? You can be matzik this approach that it's considered to be a Tumah Begetter Sofik, not a Tumah Begetter Vadai.
All the Kalim are, it's Nicker. How's it a Tarot, like, how's it Bata Barov? You know.
Yeah, it's not a too literal, it's a, you know, virtual Tarus in that sense, that you don't have the problem of Dabar Shish L'Matir. You're right, it's not an all one thing, but it's a virtual one.
I'm saying, why is it a question to begin with that it should be Bata Barov? You know.
No, you don't know which one you're going to do. So why are they all Tummy? You don't know where the mace is going to be taken out of. So you have there's 1 to 11, so it should Mavapal it. Okay, so Lamaisa, how do we pass on this Shiloh? So the Shach paskins that sof tu melotzis midrabanan. And the Magen Avraham writes in Or HaChaim, he argues, the Magen Avraham is in Simon Shin Yud Aleph Al Sifkat and Dalad. He holds it's the Araisa. So it's a Shach Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Brura is Mekel and Simon Kuf Tav Vav Sifkat and Yud Aleph in Hilchos Duchanin. It's an interesting, it's Hilchos Duchanin, it's a good Vikias. He passes and sof tu melotzis is the Rabbanan. Okay? So there's an interesting shaila that comes up in the Ramah in Shin Ayin Aleph Sif Dalad. And the Sefer Yisodei Halacha is a beautiful mahalak to be masber. The Ramah has 2 days from the Trumas Hadeshin if you have Shari Ha'ir. There's a mace found in the city, and then there are gates, but it's not the same building. So you're going to have to choose which gate to take out the mace. So Kalim that are under those gates, are they tummy or not? So it's 2 days in the Ramah. Seems to be the Iker day in the Ramah is that it's mutter. Ramah seems to be noted that it's mutter. So what are those 2 days based on? So it could very well be, it's interesting, it could be that if you hold Sof Tumah Lotzis is the Din D'Oraisa, if you look, it might be the Getter Tumas Oihel. You view it as an Oihel. You view as if, even though the mace is in one room and the entrances, you know, are a different room, but if you say the mechanics are Mitam Oihel, and that's what it means, you look at what? You look at what the status is now, and that's a D'Oraisa. And if you look, Lamaisa, the Taz has a Lashon like this, that it's considered to be a Lashon of Oihel. You don't have that by Sharia here. Because there's a Hefsik, you know, the mace is in the middle of the city, and then there's gates. So if you say the mechanics of Sof Tum Lutz D'Oraisa is Midin, the Getter of Oihel, you're going to come out to be Mekel by the case of Sharia here. But if you hold that Sof Tum Lutz is the Rabbanon, the Getter is, you don't look at what the status is now. And the mechanics are not Oihel. But the word is that since in the future we're going to go through that way, so the Chum donned it now that it's Tomek, but you're looking to the future. So the Mele, I don't care whether there's a space between the mace and Sharia here. Because Lamaisa, what's interesting comes out is if you hold the lumdus is that it's sof tum lutz is the Araisa, but it's between Oel, you're going to come up with a kula by Shariir. If you hold sof tum lutz is the Rabbanan and the lumdus has nothing to do with Oel, so you're going to metami the cases even when it's not connected together, like in the case of Shariir. And your conclusion will be lechum halach Lamaisa. So it's interesting, even though we pass the sof tum lutz is the Rabbanan, could very well be the lumdus will lead you to say that so in the case of Shariir you would have to be machmer, even though, as I said, it seems from the Ramah that he's note halach lamaisa for it to be what? For it to be mutter halach lamaisa. Okay, we'll stop here.
Okay. If it's connected, then it's not so tumulatis. It's right now it's tumasaha. I mean, it's all the doorways are, you know, under one.